Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we were joined by Knoxville Community School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley to recap Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting. Well, Cassie and Craig, time to recap Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting. Let's just start off. It's that time of year, Cassie, where we are approaching graduation, which will be happening this Sunday for Knoxville High School. You know, graduates were approved at the meeting Monday night. Just kind of talk about, you know, really what this time of year signifies for you guys.
This is a great time just to celebrate our 119 graduates from the class of 2026. They've had a really big week. Those who chose started off on Sunday with baccalaureate, and then Wednesday night having our recognition and scholarship night. So many of our kids are just really fortunate to be given money from very generous donors in our community through either community scholarships or our Knoxville Foundation scholarships. And it's always such a pleasure just to see them get the recognition that they deserve. So that's always a big night on Wednesday night. Friday morning, they get to come in and practice for the ceremony. And Sunday at 2 p.m. in the high school gym, we will be able to present each of them with their diploma, turn their tassels, and wish them the best of luck and tell them how proud we are. You know, it's always a great time to celebrate. They've hit that just a milestone that they should be proud of. We are so proud that they're Panthers, and we're excited to celebrate with them on Sunday.
Craig, also there was a public hearing and then an action item approved regards to an amendment to the certified budget. Kind of talk about the purpose and reason for this.
Yeah, so this is actually the fiscal year 2026 certified budget. So it's just a process that we go through every year and see if we have to amend that. And you know, this amendment is actually pretty fortunate. We received several different grants for this year, which means more money coming in, but it also means corresponding more expenditures going out. And so with your certified budget, it's worried about your expenditure level. And so we feel like, you know, our expenditures are going to be a little bit higher because of these grants. So we decided to do the amendment for that. It has no impact on property taxes or anything like that. It's really just an amendment to make sure that our expenditures, our expenditure level is good with our certified budget.
And also there's some summer concrete projects approved. Talk about what's going to be done this summer.
Yeah, so, you know, trying to get final steps done for some of our summer projects. Last night the board approved a concrete project, so the majority of that work will be done on the back of the high school. We have some concrete panels back there that are sinking a little bit and cracked. So we're just going to have those removed and replaced. But I think the other big news or big update is going to be we're finally going to get started on our parking lot project. So beginning with May 26th, the morning of May 26th, Panther Drive will be actually closed from basically the maintenance building all the way to Willits Drive. And it will remain closed through the completion of that project. So we tried to figure out a way to have one lane open, but I think it's just going to be tough. And awful confusing, so just closing down Panther Drive for that stretch will be better and safer for everyone involved. So just trying to get the word out on that.
Cassie, also too, before we close, you know, the month of May is School Board Recognition Month or School Board Appreciation Month, you know, a time to really just kind of reflect and you know, celebrate those school board members who dedicate their time to education in our local communities. Just kind of talk about School Board Appreciation Month.
Being an elected official is not easy, and it is volunteer, you know, so they don't get paid for their time or their commitment. And we have five members that are truly dedicated to the students and the staff here at Knoxville Community School District. They put a lot of time, thought, and effort into their governance. A school board really is all about the policy work. They also are oversight for the finances and the facility projects. They help with personnel recommendations as far as what our contracts look like with teachers, and it's quite a lot. You know, they don't get into the daily operational things, but they provide approval of our handbooks, our employee handbooks, and all of our policies, and that's really how we do business. And they are very invested, they spend a lot of time, and they have a heart for kids, and we really, really appreciate that. And we're very, very fortunate that Knoxville has had great school boards over the years, and this one definitely is at the top of the list too.
Thanks to Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them wherever you get your podcasts or online at knia.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.